Right, now, you know, like little news agents and corner shops, right? Like, you like the cabin on Coronation Street.
Yeah.
I always have to put it in Coronation Street language for you, because you don't understand, like, news agents and stuff, do you? Like the cabin, you know where Rita works?
That's, yes, right, okay.
Right. Here's the thing, when you're buying something, why is the person behind the counter always on the phone? Because they are. Every single time. Yeah, and, like, you kind of feel that you're putting them out a little bit by buying something in their shop. Like, you're interrupting the phone call. They don't normally break off from conversation anyway, do they? They just carry on. But they're, who are they on to? Because they're on for hours.
I don't know. Do you know why I don't know? Because I never see Rita or Norris on the phone in the cabin.
Actually, they don't do it.
Do you see that? And so I can't relate to it.
It would make quite dull TV, wouldn't it? But you know what I mean? In news agents, who are they talking to? Are they all talking to each other?
There's a news agent rule that whenever a customer comes into the shop, they can phone another news agent and just talk to them.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
It's Claire from Chesterfield.
Hi, Claire. What are you saying?
Newspapers waking people up by phone calls first thing in the morning.
No, you're just spouting out words and not making any sense. Start again.
Put them in order.
Put the words in order. I know it's early. Newspapers. What?
Newspapers. Okay. Telephone calls. You have to ring all the paper ads up because they don't turn up.
No,
on
okay,
time.
No, you've done it again. Now listen, right? Just say hi, Scott. I'm caught, right, and then say what you want to say. Don't just go newspapers, paper boys. I don't understand. Start again.
First thing in the morning when you work in a news agent.
Okay, you used to work in a news agent, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. And you're going to tell me now why you're always on the phone?
I am,
okay,
yeah.
Good, yeah, go.
The paper ads don't turn up in the morning on time, so the first phone calls you start making in the morning is for the paper ads.
Right, yeah, I can understand that in the morning.
And you'd ring him and go, time, not, you're here.
you end up speaking to the fathers that then come in after because they won't get out of bed.
Oh, rubbish. So it's a lot to do in the morning, isn't there? Who else do you have to speak to on the phone?
WH Smith or other newspapers are available, but you have to ring them because they don't send you what they should have sent you first thing.
Oh. Do you think they might be confused by the way you order?
I don't think so. We have a list where we put how many Daily Mail, how many Daily Express, and we only get half of what you need to send out to the individual.
I understand that if you're on shift in the morning. However, I'm talking about, like, 11 o'clock at night. Where's that? Why are they doing that?
Are you still ordering the morning papers at 11 o'clock at night?
If I've been in at 4:30 in the morning, I'm not there until 11 o'clock at night.
Newspapers! Oh, okay, well, I understand people in the morning and why they're on the phone, but they're all day. Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't on the phone all day, it was just in the morning.
Yeah, you see, you've got an excuse. Some people think they're running saucy chat lines on the side.
Do I sound like TV?
No, you really don't.
You wouldn't get very far, would you?
No,
I didn't mean that in a rude way. I'm just saying that you would. No, rubbish. Oh, I'm such a hit with the ladies.
You might start heavy breathing.
Oh, but, if you want. Okay, bye, Claire.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Smooth as ever. Yeah.